This is Kim Dumaine, Dr. Peebles' free message, Awakening Your Superpowers, May 4th, 2024.
You, Dr. Peebles here. Welcome, dear friends. Today we are here to once more gently remind you of who you truly are at the deepest level. Now, this is being named Awakening Your Superpower, but indeed, it is definitely not a superpower. It is who you are. So many of you think that to have certain abilities like your Star Wars movies or any of your entertainment that has become so prevalent now. It is not science fiction. It is not make-believe or fantasy. It is indeed a bleed through from the higher realms of what is possible for all of you to achieve. Now, and different realms, different timelines, yes, indeed, even different planetary systems. Some of these realities that you think are indeed fiction are already there. It is already being felt, expressed, and lived. So you are just being given, yes, a little bit of a nudge, a little bit of a message, a push here, to remind you that you are much more than what you think. You are much more than what you have been taught to believe, indeed. So it is not a superpower at all. It is remembering the core of your being and allowing yourself to bring through that true energy from your soul. Now, your soul is quite aware of the lessons, the growth that you wanted here in this life. But as a human race, you are evolving. Many of you are aware of how the energies are shifting and changing as higher frequencies are indeed inviting you to experience more, to believe in more, to allow more of your power, more of your soul's energy to be integrated into this life. This is what we have often termed as hybrid beings, where you are, yes, still in physical form, but you are recognizing, believing, and allowing the spiritual ideal to be part of your experience here and now. This is the great awakening that has been predicted. This is part of why all of you have chosen to come in at this particular time on this particular planet. Now, it will require all of you to stretch your imagination. It will require you to think differently. For too many years, decades, centuries even, on Earth, you have been told what is possible. You have been told what you can and cannot do. We ask for you at this time to disregard it, to listen more to the whispers of your soul, and to know that there is a higher plan that you indeed created for yourself. Now, some of you struggle. Some of you say, oh, no, that's all a bunch of hogwash. And you can believe that. And that, of course, will become part of your reality. But many more are starting to understand and starting to yearn for a different reality where you're able to express yourself differently. You're able to work through some of the dilemmas on this planet that you have indeed been exposed to that would indeed limit your experience, limit what you can create, what you may even term as your superpowers. Now, it's not going to happen automatically. You are growing and learning away from some very deeply ingrained patterns, ones that you agreed to, of course, before you incarnated. But now you have an opportunity because of the information that is coming through. And it is not only from us in the spirit realm. It is in your movies. It is in your Star Wars, your Star Treks, and all that science fiction movies and entertainment and books. More and more, you're realizing that, yes, you could be Luke Skywalker. You can indeed do things that you were told are simply not possible. Well, they are. Now, we wouldn't shoot for, yes, what your mind would not be able to grapple with. We wouldn't shoot for trying to fly, for example. Yes, indeed, instead, we would shoot for looking at more of the immediate needs and desires and work up as your confidence builds, as your belief system begins to shift and change, and you're allowing yourself to see the power, you will be guided. You will be shown. You do not need to worry about that, for when you start to think about all the hows and the whens and the whys, you activate the ego, the intellect, the personality, and it can talk you out of thinking that such things are possible. It could be something as simple as making the money to pay your rent this month, or it could be indeed discovering that you are capable of having millions in your life. Dear friends, it is time for you to stretch your imaginations further, to realize the power that lies within you to create. As we have often said, yes, quite repeatedly, you are creators by nature. You are not victims. So many of the things that you've been told that limit you, that keep you from experiencing having what you desire, what you need, can indeed be shifted. And you are part of the generation, the cycle on the planet that will do so. The tools, the information is there, not only from us, but from within your own being, your own consciousness. If you are even being guided to listen to us speak these words, is trying to gently arouse, yes, a desire, a curiosity to move forward, to grow in a different way, so that you will feel your own power. Yes, indeed, it is necessary for you to feel that power and to hold the belief and to be open to the guidance that will lead you to, indeed, the manifestation of your goals, desires, and objectives. It is going to happen sooner or later. The Earth, humankind, they are evolving to a higher level. Some will indeed want to be part of that movement, will flow with it quite nicely. Others will resist their minds. Their spirits are not ready. They cannot accept such an idea. They cannot simply fathom that it is possible. You will reach great heights in your understanding in the decades and centuries to come on the planet. So much of what you are watching on your television, on your cinema, is a reality already. You think that Star Trek and Star Wars is all made up? Nah. It had to come through a being who was indeed tuning in to another timeline, another frequency. It was not fiction. They were actually remembering part of their own Akashic record. So many of you have that ability as well. So pay attention to the signs. Pay attention to what you're drawn to. How indeed your soul, your spirit and mind is drawn to certain information. And then gently challenge yourself, dear friends. Know that you are so much more capable of achieving what so many will term as superpowers, when in future it will be considered the norm. We do encourage you to always open to the information, the knowledge that is available, that flows to you. Invite that as always, as we have shared. And know that you are always supported. You are never indeed alone. God bless you indeed.